Welcome to a WSFI special presentation with your host, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome here on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. We have a very special presentation. We're here at the Schaumburg Convention Center, and it is the 2014 Catholic Marketing Network Annual Trade Show. And I am blessed to be joined here by Jim Gilboy. He is the president of CMJ Marion Publishers. And it's just a pleasure to have you joining me here today on the radio, Jim.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. So now, can we just maybe talk a little bit about your publication, the most prevalent one, at least, the Direction for Our Time?
Well, actually, Direction for Our Times came a little bit later.
But it did.
Probably the most popular books that we are noted for is The Grunt Padre, the Marian old priest that was killed in Vietnam in 1967 and received the Congressional Medal of Honor. Then our biggest seller would be the Holy Hour of Reparation book to the Sacred Heart of Jesus that goes back to about 1945 with imprimaturs.
Wonderful.
And then the Direction for Our Times books, which is Anne the Lay Apostle out of Ireland, we started publishing in 2003. And that brought me to the Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, in Rome in 2004, under the direction of our Lord and a message given to Anne by our Lord that I take them there. And from that point on, I really moved into adoration with the John Paul II Eucharistic Adoration Group in Chicago, and then to the Sacred Heart Apostolate out of Syracuse, New York, to do enthronement to the five continents to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. They will be in October. They'll be in Irvine, California, to enthrone the Americas to the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Wow.
So we have been very blessed with our ministry and our books, which is all Our Lady's work. I'm a product of the Blessed Mother.
Wonderful.
I'm an alcoholic, and because of that, little breakdown here. In 1989, my wife brought me a film on Medjugorje, and I saw the film with my family, and I'd just come out of rehab, and I had a flow of graces through my body, and I'm a former Catholic and was deep in my faith as a young man, but this flow just stunned me. And so I said to my wife right on the spot, "We're going to Medjugorje." And she said, "What?" And I said, "No, we're going, Marielle." So that was 89. In 1999, I went to a conference with my daughter in New Orleans, saw all the Medjugorje people, and convinced that this is where I was to go. 1991, Mary Ellen and I went. In that time, I was a little publishing business, or not publishing. At that time, I was a business form person. I had my own little business, which Our Lady opened the door for me on, not that I didn't know about at that time. And I said, when we came back from Medjugorje, I said, "Dear Lady, I will do anything that you want for this conversion." And she eventually brought a woman that said, "I want a book published." And I said, "I know nothing about publishing." And she said, no, that's all right. I think it's meant to be. So I said, "Well, I can print it because I'm in the business of business form, so I know printing." And she said, "That'd be wonderful, and I'll pay for it." And so I said, "Okay." So I spent about a year and a half on that book. And then she came to me and said, "I can't pay for it." And so I went out, and I had to get some money from a bank, a friend I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And he financed me publishing the book. And if you saw the book today, you would laugh because I think it cost me about $15,000 to do it. It had colored photos in it.
Wow.
I thought I knew publishing. So that was a wake-up call. But what it really did, Our Lady locked me into publishing.
Wow.
I now had money invested, which was not mine. I had to borrow. So now I am in publishing. So at any rate, then books began to flow into my hands. And Dr. Rhonda Shervin from Steubenville said, I have some books. Would you publish them for me? I said, I'd be delighted. Then I think that the next one would be a Father Albert Mary Shaman from New York, who was he was Vicar General for Fulton J. Sheen.
Wow.
Written many books. And he said, would you start to publish my books and take over the ones I have? And I said, I would. So that opened another avenue for us. And then we had the Grunt Padre book that came to me, and I was truly blessed in getting, because it gave us another market. So as I'm, ladies leaving me along on this journey, then she led me to the Adoration Group in Chicago. We didn't have one. And we went under the umbrella of the Archdiocese with Cardinal George.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent several years with that and then moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Some other people took it over, and they did very well with it. And then I moved on. This is all under with Our Lady. She's got her time frame, everything going. I have no idea what's going on. I moved into, which would be the next step, would be Direction for Our Times or the books by Ann. I met her. It was private locution. I didn't want any part of it.
Yeah.
I do Medjugorje. I didn't want to destroy Medjugorje if she falls on her face. She asked me to read the messages. I read some of the messages. I said, ooh, we're going to do this. So I began working with them, and we published the first four volumes.
Okay.
In December of 2003, I received a letter from Anne from Ireland, and in it was a package. And Our Lady, Our Lord, in this letter said, Jim is to take these 12 personal messages to John Paul II. I will open all the doors. Bill, I knew nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a little publisher that knows nobody.
Yep.
And I said, how in the world is this ever going to happen? That was in December. In January, at Easter of 2004, my wife and I and four people were in the Vatican.
Yeah.
Walking through like we were celebrities. We gave the 12 personal letter messages for John Paul from Our Lord and the first four volumes of these books to Cardinal de Scurr, who was John Paul's best friend. We met him on Easter Sunday morning. He was going to have lunch with the Holy Father. He had all the packages and the books in his hands with his sister, and he loaded up and he took them to the Vatican. We met with the following Wednesday. We had an audience with the Holy Father and got a blessing from him on my forehead, the sign of the cross on my forehead, which I'll never get rid of, pal. When I die, it's a relic, goes to my children.
Yeah, that's right.
So then that was an authentication for me that these books are valid and very true. Since now, they're all over the world, millions of copies. But it's a low-key publication. You need to read one or two of them to understand what our Lord's saying. From that synopsis, I moved from there to the Sacred Heart. And we've had a book, the Holy Hour Reparation book, since 1945. We republished it in 2001, and it flies all over the world. We have it in three or four languages. We're hoping someday financially, if there's a donor that wants to publish in certain languages, we already have them, the copies in Chinese and in all sorts of crazy languages that I'm not familiar with, but they are there. We have the records on them. So someday our Lord will probably present that. We have them in French and Italian and Polish and Spanish now, plus
wow.
The English version.
That's wonderful.
So then our mission was truly the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we enthroned the world in 2 years ago in Paray Le Monial in France at the Shrine of St. Margaret Mary Aliqua, where a priest by the name of Father Matteo Crowley was severely, he had a very bad injury, and he went into the chapel of St. Margaret Mary Aliqua and asked for help. He was healed. St. Margaret Mary's body is incorrupt in the shrine. And he came out in Thanksgiving. I kind of did the same thing in Thanksgiving to our Lord for the healing. He dedicated his case cause to the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in families, businesses, and homes. and spent the rest of his days doing so. And that's our mission now, is to get everybody to seriously sit down and say, I can enthrone my home, and I should do it. There are promises that our Lord gives.
Yeah.
On enthronement and devotion to his Sacred Heart. Now, I have 20 grandchildren and 6 of my own children, and I know really that I don't have to worry about them. Whatever they fall into, whatever, our Lord will take care of it. So that is where what my big mission is now, is to complete the Sacred Heart and make people aware of you need to enthrone your home to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and do it now. The world is in distress, without a doubt.
Wow. Well, what a wonderful journey of faith you have had, Jim. Quite inspiring to talk to you today here on WSFI.
Bill, it's just, you know, it's not only me. Everybody's given the opportunity.
That's right.
It's open your heart to him, believe
You're exactly right.
And let Our Lady lead you, believe me.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, well, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
All right, my friend.
All right, so this has been WSFI Spotlight from the Catholic Marketing Network trade show here in Schaumburg, Illinois. From all of us here, thank you for listening. I'm your host, Bill Slater. Thank you for listening to this special presentation from WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. For more information about WSFI, please visit www.wsfiradio.org. Or, to donate to WSFI, please send your tax-deductible donation to P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Again, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Thank you.